Around 100 to 150 South Central Kentucky residents met in Bowling Green Circus Square Park yesterday evening to voice their concerns about discrimination, policing, and city government. Meanwhile, a handful of city leaders sat on a panel listening. Last night's discussion and a candlelight vigil that took place afterward are the latest to come from a recent wave of activism that started with the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor at the hands of police. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Colin Jackson.
Breonna! Taylor!
Last month, members of the group Bowling Green Freedom Walkers presented a list of demands to members of the City Commission. They included disciplining police officers who don't turn on their body cameras, strengthening accountability for complaints, and a request to work on unsolved murders. That includes the death of Shake Rag barbershop owner Chris Page's brother.
We act like that black people ain't never cared about black people and black people are not concerned about crime. But that's just certainly not true, because if we was not concerned about the crime in our own neighborhoods, we wouldn't be here. We've always been concerned about crime in our neighborhood. But the problem is every time that we try to go to the police, and historically, we've never had a good relationship with the police. That's why we don't talk to them.
Meanwhile, people who have lost loved ones in police interactions also spoke. Joanna Marr lost her husband in April while he was in Glasgow police custody. She says the lack of transparency hurts the most.
These things happen right here in front of us in our own backyards. And if we can support someone many states away, why can't we have support for once in our community?
The event also gave Bowling Green law enforcement the chance to elaborate on department policies. For example, Deputy Chief Penny Bowles received a question on time spent training.
A little over 840 hours. 200 of at least 200 of those hours are in de-escalation, mental illness awareness. So there is a lot. And then our officers every year get ongoing training as well.
Deputy Chief Mike Delaney, City Commissioners Dana Beasley-Brown and Slim Nash, and State Representative Patty Minter were also in attendance. Other concerns addressed included housing segregation within the city, priorities for development, and the cost of rent downtown. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.